Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you are listening to the best of, or not to the best, but to the best show. Best show, Tom.
The best segment coming up.
The best segment coming up. Our Happy New Year's Eve show, and we are taped, so please hold your phone calls till next week. Tom, it is the best show. I always love having you with us
here. Well, thank you. I enjoy it very much.
Oh, I know, and I love having you. I enjoy being with you. Now, you said that you had the best vegetable selections for 2023, so I can't wait to hear about them.
Well, it's a refined collection. You know, it comes it's come about over years, the ones that have done well for me. And I've grown all different kinds of tomato seeds, and I have the experience that you have. Some of them do better than others. And I will tell you right now, Sweet Million gets my vote. I have so many tomatoes coming off of that one plant.
And these, we have to tell everybody, these are little cherry tomatoes. Yeah.
But we like them. We put them in our salads.
Pop them in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I gave a bunch to my neighbors. And that plant is loaded, let me tell you. The other thing I find, if you grow the big varieties, and I have some of these here, like Celebrity, Bella Rosa, Champion, those are the ones the critters get first.
I mean, they have good taste.
I'll come out there in the morning, and the bottom of the tomato is gone.
Oh,
I hate that.
I do.
But the little cherry tomatoes, they don't bother. The one Sweet Million, Sweet Treat. I don't know what I'm going to continue to grow Sweet Treat. It's okay, but the seeds are so expensive. I paid 75 cents a seed for a tomato seed for Sweet Treat.
Wow. Yeah. So, but would you save the seeds? Or do they not do
hybrids.
Well?
They're hybrids,
so they're not going to come.
Can't tell what you're going to get. Here's another one that's done well for me. Cherry Prince's Sweet Surprise.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah. What you have to do is get the catalog, Tomato Grower Supply.
That's okay. Yeah, that is a great catalog.
They have about 400 tomato varieties in there. And you can go through there. You could spend your life's earnings just in tomato seed.
I will post the link to that in our podcast.
That's good. And Juliet's been around a
long
time.
Juliet's been great.
It's a great tomato also. It does well. Here's the problem I have also. Some tomato varieties split worse than others. Mm-hmm. And this Cherry Prince's Sweet Surprise, if it gets too much water all of a sudden, it's going to split. Juliet will split. Sweet Million doesn't split as bad.
Oh.
And so I kind of like that. And Sweet Treat is not too bad on it also. Okay, peppers.
Peppers. This is Tony's ears just perked right up, I know.
Better Bell. It's a hybrid. It's a University of Florida variety, I believe. It's very good. And I've had Better Bells that have lasted almost 2 years.
Wow.
In the garden. Yeah, I've got some right now I'm still harvesting from seeds of over a year ago.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's great.
Another one's Touchdown. Another one's Revolution. Those are three varieties I like. King Arthur is another pretty good one, too. Broccoli, Lieutenant, and that's a good variety. It's doing very well for me. Cauliflower, Amazing. These are all.
That's the name of it, Amazing.
Amazing. Yep, it's coming in right now. It'll be in before I know it. Onions, Grano or Gran X. You have to be particular with your onions because you have to get the ones that start to bulb under short days.
Right.
And Grano and Gran X will do that. So if you just go to the garden center and buy a packet of onion seeds.
It may not.
You may get scallions.
Yes.
Something you can harvest fresh. Cucumbers, I need to have them to be bitter-free. Joni doesn't care for them if they got a bitter taste. Sweet Slice, Muncher, and Early Princess have done well for me.
And now how big are the Early Princess?
Early Prince is about 6 inches.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's a good size.
That's a good one. And corn, Silver Queen.
Silver Queen is a great standard.
Yeah, I love that corn, and it's vigorous. I've grown other varieties, and the newer hybrids don't have the vigor, but Silver Queen does. It comes on and does very well for me.
Now, is that an heirloom corn, or is it a new one?
It's an older variety. It's been around a good while. I don't know whether companies are putting that into heirloom category or not, but
right.
Heirloom, what, has to be over 20 years?
Over 20 years, but see, to me, that's not heirloom.
I know. If it's younger than me,
it's not an heirloom.
It's been around for over 20 years.
Yeah, it has been around a long time.
Yeah, and that was the one they'd have up at the Zellwood Sweet Corn Festival and everything. Just put butter on it. It's good.
butter and salt,
I'm
pepper.
To get hungry.
I love the Mexican corn, so I love putting all the spices on it too.
Oh, do you really?
And a little bit of lime juice. Have you ever had lime juice on your corn?
No, I haven't done that.
You have to try. Oh my goodness, lime juice tastes so good on the corn.
I had a good corn crop this time. So
yeah. That'll be great.
Need sharing it with me.
I'm going to send you a recipe.
Okay. I'll enjoy that. Yeah. So anyway, that's my list of a better variety. I mean, there's others that I grow also, but
what's your favorite bean?
Tender green, I think.
Tender green.
That's a good one. Most of the beans do pretty well for me. Mm-hmm. I don't have a real problem with
And
them.
So do you like the snap beans or the pole beans better?
Snap beans.
I do too. I like snap beans too. And the cowpeas. Do you like cowpeas?
I like cowpeas. The rest of the family doesn't. So
really?
I don't grow them. I have to tell you a story about the green beans.
Okay.
I had a professor, and we used to call them string beans, okay? Maybe because you had to pull the string out of them and everything. And I said something about string beans, and he said, "Don't you call those string beans." He said, "I've spent my whole life breeding the string out of them. They're snap beans."
That's wonderful, yeah. And so all the work, the research that goes in, we're very fortunate to have the research from the Extension land-grant universities, and that's in every state. And I just don't think people appreciate them enough.
Yeah, and they develop a lot of these varieties, which is kind of nice. And all these here that I have, I start them from seed.
You start them from seed.
Yeah, the tomatoes, and the tomato seed will be sown the middle of January. So
okay, so do you start them in your patio or in full sun, in your garden?
No, these are in containers.
In containers.
I'll start either. Tomato seeds are so likely to grow that you can put one seed to a small pot and expect it to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And just grow it in there until it's ready as a transplant.
Mm-hmm.
Some others may not be that good. Peppers, it's not always reliable. Peppers take a little longer, so I'll start them in what I call a community pot, several seeds in a container, mm-hmm. and transplant
them. And then transplant them, divide them up. I had Tony doing that this year. I had him pulling the little pepper plants apart and replanting them and transplanting them in new pots and then putting them in bigger pots. And he really did a great job this year. Another great garden moment.
Yeah. It takes from a seed to a transplant during the wintertime takes about 6 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. During the summertime, you can get a transplant in 4 weeks from a tomato plant.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that's great.
For the ones that I transplant to August, I'll start them in mid-July and somewhere. So things like cucumbers, corn, those are all sown direct. Although sometimes I'll start the cucumbers in pots and transplant them to the garden.
Now, what about lettuce and cool season vegetables like peas? Do you grow the English pea?
Yeah, I have grown them. I didn't grow them last year, and I don't know if I'll plant them this year or not.
Uh-huh.
Just if I have room, I'll grow them.
Right.
But sometimes it's cheaper to buy some of those things.
That's a good point.
Lettuce, I used to grow lettuce, and I buy it so cheap, but I don't anymore. I know some people like the specialty lettuce.
Mm-hmm.
I started off growing black-seeded Simpson lettuce. Did you ever grow that?
No.
It's a leaf lettuce. The variety is well over 100 years old.
Amazing.
And I got a packet of seed when I was a kid of about 10 or 12 years old and started the seedlings and everything and gave it away. I'll tell you a story about lettuce also, the seedling lettuce, the leaf lettuce. We harvested some from the garden. I didn't look at it, brought it in. My daughter was preparing the salad, so we had it in the salad bowls and everything, and I looked down at it, and all of a sudden the pepper is moving. It was aphids.
Oh, no.
And the lettuce gets a dark aphid, and here it is walking around. She didn't wash it off.
Oh, no. Or she may have it. It may have just hidden behind a leaf there.
So we picked them off.
There you go. It didn't eat much, right?
It didn't taste too bad either.
Protein.
A little extra protein.
That's wonderful. That's great. And so what do you recommend, besides a tomato catalog, what other vegetable, what are your other go-to sources for finding good vegetable seeds?
You know, there's another catalog called Seeds and Such. That's a pretty reasonable. Park Seed Company.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with Parks for a long time. Or Burpee is another good one. Mm-hmm. The problem is the shipping charges on the seeds so much. Sometimes you can go to your local garden center if it's fresh seed and get the varieties. And people will ask me, say, well, will those varieties grow here? If you pick a variety, for instance, if it's a celebrity tomato and it's on the seed rack at your garden center, that's a good tomato. I mean, there's no problem. It's not going to be a problem for you. The real problem is I grow varieties that people aren't going to find. like a Cherry Prince's Sweet Surprise. You're going to have to go to a catalog, a Sweet Treat.
Right.
You're not going to find those at the garden center.
No.
Well, seeds are are 75 cents a piece.
Yeah.
But a lot of companies now are putting less seeds in a packet. So you have to be careful. See how many you're getting. I picked up some Silver Queen corn from a garden center, and it was only enough in that packet to sow a half a row.
Wow.
Yeah, so I had to get a couple of packets of it. So it's just, you have to check the packet and see what's in there.
Okay, that sounds good. So let me talk about or ask you about the new USDA climate, the zones.
Hardiness zones.
The hardiness zones. what do you think about that?
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
A few years ago, they had proposed a change, and now it's finally come about. Mm. It's not that much different for some areas of Florida. For instance, the area where you live, and I live in the area, Orlando, it's changed about 5 degrees. We're still down, 30 to 35?
Right.
It used to be 5 degrees cooler than that, I believe.
Sure. I think it was almost 25, yeah.
Yeah. And so, so it hasn't changed that much. We're still in areas where we're going to get a freeze that we're familiar with, probably we still could get a freeze.
Right.
And, you know, everybody says, well, a freeze is coming sooner or later.
Right. Well, we're always going to get at least 1 to 3 freezes a year,
yeah,
where it's going to be 65, 75, 80 degrees one day, and then 2 to 3 days later, we're down freezing.
Yeah.
That's always going to happen for Central Florida.
For Central Florida and North Florida. Well, I think up in the Tallahassee and places like that, they've already had freezing weather.
Right. And that's Zone 8 anyway, you know, even though it's Zone 8, 7. But down in South Florida, I don't think that's changing much.
No.
I don't think it's changed at all. Okay, it's good to know.
What do you think about the hardiness zone?
Well, I think it's all going back to microclimates. And, you know, we're just developing so much that different areas are changing what kind of microclimates they have. And so they're going to see fluctuations in it. I don't think it's really going to be that much different.
Yeah, the cities are going to stay warmer. The countries are going to stay colder.
Yep. And then it's going to depend on El Nino and La Nina.
Yeah.
From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.